Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Lamed Tes. We left off on daf Lamed Chesam Beis. We are about 8 lines from the end of the page. First word on the line is Ve'abaye. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander and Artist Wife and Children. Also, Refuah Shleima. Also, the Zechus Refuah Shleima for Esther Basara. Shishav Refuah Shleima. So, Shar Chalei Yisrael. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So, we left off in the middle of a discussion. We had a Mishnah on Daf Lamed Ches Amid Aleph that seemed to be a stira, because the first part of the Mishnah there was no Machlokas Beisham Beisilol as far as who has the rights to the Nechasim when you have a Shomeres Yavam situation, and the second part of the Mishnah there was a Machlokas Beisham Beisilol. So the Gemara was trying to figure out why there is a Machlokas in the second part of the Mishnah, not the first part of the Mishnah. So we had so far two approaches. Ula's approach on the bottom of Lamed Ches Amid Aleph is that the Reish is talking about when she received the Yerusha as an Arusa, and the Seifa is talking about when she received the Yerusha when she was a Nesua. Then Rabbah had suggested, Ella Amar Rabbah, in the about 12 lines down on Lamed Ches Amid Beis, that no, it's all talking about when she was a Nesua. The Reisha was talking about that Ihi Kaima, so she's a Vadai, and Inu Safek, Ain Safek Motsi Midei Vadai. And the Seif is talking about that she's already dead, and therefore it's everyone is equal, and that's why it's Cholkin. So we're still within that second answer, and we're going to have Bez Hashem two more answers to that stira between the first and the second part of the Mishnah today. We're going to have answers number 3 of Abaye and answer number 4 on 3 lines from the top of Lamed Ches Amid Aleph, and then the Gemara is going to get into when the Mishnah went on to say that Kinsa Harei that if one does Yibum, then that woman becomes his wife entirely. What exactly is that trying to teach us, that she becomes his wife entirely? What would I have thought otherwise had the Mishnah not said that once you do Yibum, she is Ishto L'chol Davar? Then we're going to have a Mishnah on Amid Aleph, where the Mishnah is going to talk about how it's a mitzvah begadol liyabim, that Yibum goes to the oldest brother first. The Gemara is going to then discuss, well, what's better? What if you have the option of a younger brother doing Yibum or an older brother doing Chalitza? Would we prefer anything with the older brother, or do we say no, Yibum is better than Chalitza? We're going to have a second version of the Machlokas, whether you have such a din that maybe there's a Machlokas whether there's also a preference that the Gadol does Chalitza, meaning if you know that Yibum is not going to get done anyway, do we still prefer the Gadol to do Chalitza over the Katan, or do we say no, once it's going to be Chalitza, it doesn't matter whether it's the Gadol or the Katan? Then the Gemara is going to discuss the historical development of whether we prefer Yibum or Chalitza, that it seems that min haTorah we prefer Yibum, yet it seems nowadays, for whatever reason, we prefer Chalitza. So the Gemara is going to discuss why it is, whether we prefer Chalitza, and there's going to be a Machlokas whether we ever went back to preferring Yibum. And the basis of the Machlokas is how we relate to Yibum l'shem noy. How do we relate to a Yibum that's shalol l'shma? Is that like a terrible Avera, or is it not? It's just, it's like getting married l'shem noy. It's probably not the best idea, but not a terrible Avera. So let's begin. Again, we are on Lamed Ches Amid Beis, about 8 lines from the end of the page, Ve'abaye. So Abaye held that the reason for Beis Shammai, that when Nafala, but we had two Mishnayos that we're trying to discuss over here. We had one Mishnah where Nafala Bayis, that there was a house that caved in on a man and his father, and we just don't know which one died first, and therefore there are Yerusha issues, because all the Balei Chov of that man are saying, oh, the father died first, and therefore he yarshined everything, and we want all of that, all of our debts to be paid up. And the other Yarshim are saying, no, the Yarshim Av are saying that the father died last, and therefore the Yerusha never went to the son. So we had that case, and we also had a case of Sota, where the husband dies before the woman drinks the Meis Sota. So we said that Beis Shammai says Notos Ksubasim Ve'en Shosos, and Beis Hillel says since they can't be Shosa, they're Notos Ksuba. So you can derive one of two things from those Mishnayos. Either you could derive Ein Safek Motzei Midei Vadai, Or you could derive shtaro amid ligvos is kigavoy dami. How exactly we derive those things, you have to go back in Chaziyaseizav. But Abaye, who did not initially hold that the reason for Beis Shammai of in the case of Nafal Abaye is that they split the Yerusha is because shtaro amid ligvos kigavoy dami. He held that the reason is because Safek is motzi midei vaday. So why does he ask on Rabba, who says that according to Beis Shammai ain't Safek motzi midei vaday, from the Mishnah of Nafal Abayis, which is a Mishnah in Seder Nezikin, we're right now learning Seder Nashim. So lo simeha, let Abaye ask on Rabba from the Mishnah Maseches Sota, which is in Seder Nashim, because you could also derive from the Mishnah in Sota that Safik is Motsi Midei Vadai if you don't learn from there that Shtar Omei Ligvos is Kagavoy Dami. So says Gemara Dilma Ksubasi Shashaini. The fact that Abaye doesn't ask from the Mishnah in Sota is because he holds that there's no Raya from the Mishnah and Sota that Safik is Motsi Midei Vadai, because it could be that only by a Sota the Safik is Motsi Midei Vadai, because the Chum made a takana that she should collect her Ksuba even b'makom safek mishum chinah, that we want women to be encouraged to get married. So we're going to set the halachos up in such a way when it comes to collecting a ksuba that it will be easier for her to collect a ksuba. So even though maybe really generally speaking ain't safek motzi midei vaday, if I only have a safek taina, I'm not going to be able to be motzi midei vaday, but maybe for a sota to collect her ksuba will allow a safek to be motzi midei vaday. So that's not going to be a raya to kalata rukula. So ask the Gemara, if Abaye doesn't want to bring a raya from the Mishnah and Sota that according to Beis Shammai Safek is Motzi Midei Vadai, because you have that consideration of China that we want to encourage her to get married, so why does the Mishnah ask from in Babas? Why do we ask from the Mishnah in Babasra V'losim Ksuba D'Masnisin? Why doesn't Abaye ask on Rabba from the Ksuba in our Mishnah? Because in our Mishnah we can also prove that Safek is Motzi Midei Vadai, because our Mishnah says, "My yaseh b'ksubasa." What do we do with the woman's ksuba and with the nechasim and nechnasim v'yotznima? So Beis Shammai says, "Yachloku," meaning that the Yorshe Abal split with the Yorshe Isha. They divide the ksuba misafek, even though in our Mishnah the Yorshe Abal are muchzak, the Yorshe Isha are only a safek, and nevertheless Beis Shammai still says yachloku. So why don't we just say motzi mechaver lavrayi? You see that safek is motzi midevadai, and you can't say that Abaye didn't want to ask from our Mishnah because he held that over here the suffix is motzi because of chayin. Yeah, there is no chayin over here. The woman's dead. For the yorshim, we're not masakin chayin, meaning no woman is going to be encouraged to get married because her yorshim might have a better chance of collecting ksuba. That she might have a better chance of collecting ksuba, then we make takanos mishum chayin. But that the yorshim will have a better chance of collecting ksuba, they're not going to be masakin mishum chayin. Says the Gemara, he doesn't bring from our Mishnah because lo pligi. There is no machlok b'sham v'silal legabe the ksuba. In our Mishnah, Beis Shammai is moda that the ksuba is becheskas yorshe abal, that since she can't collect the ksuba while the husband is alive, and the yavam is in place of the husband, memela she cannot collect the ksuba while the yavam is alive. Once she dies while the husband is alive, she loses the ksuba, and the yorshim are not gove. There is the whole machlokas is not about the ksuba; it's only about the nichse malug. So ask the Gemara, v'lo? Does Beis Shammai not disagree about the collection of the ksuba as well? Va'katani, the Mishnah says mesa, that if the yavama dies before she has yibum or chalitza, mayase biksubasa uben chasmer chasm yotzimima. The shaila was in the Mishnah, what do I do with not only her nichse malug, what do I do with her ksuba? And Beis Shammai omri achloki yoshebal miyosheav beisilu omrim nechasm cheskasar, and you have machlokus Beis Shammai beisilu, where Beis Shammai says that they do divide the ksuba. So it's mefurish in the Mishnah that Beis Shammai holds that even by a ksuba, the Yorshe Abal split with the Yorshe Av, and we don't just leave it becheskas Yorshe Abal. So Hachi Kamer says, well, no, what the Mishnah means to say is as follows. Mesa, mayasa v'ksubasa, what do we do with a ksuba when she dies? Vishavka. That we leave, that we then leave that aside, and then we say, oh, by the way, nechasma, that's machlokas, Beis Shammai And then the Tana is going to go back to explain, and what do we do with the Ksuba? And we say, yeah, the Ksuba is b'chaskas Yorshei Abal, and that everyone agrees to. So even though the Mishnah sounds very, very much like it's machlokes b'shamay b'shilel on both the Ksuba and the Nechsei Malug, the Mishnah really is only saying that there's a machlokes about the Nechsei Malug. The Ksuba is no machlokes at all. So the Gemara says, and I'll prove to you that's what the Mishnah means. We could be medayik that way from the Mishnah, that b'shamay does not disagree about the Ksuba, the Katani, because it says in the Mishnah, yachlok Yorshei Abal and Yorshei Av. So it sounds from that, from the Lashon of the Mishnah, that we're talking about Nechasim that up until this point were Becheskasa, and now that she dies, they're Becheskas her Yorshim, the Yorshei Av, and Beishamai say that even the Yorshei Abal get to take a portion of it together with the Yorshei Av. That's the Nechsei Malug. Velo Katani, Beishamai does not say Yorshei Av im Yorshei Abal, that the Yorshei Av even get to take what the Yorshei Abal were Mochsukin. That would be the Ksuba. It says it in the reverse, that even the Yorshei Abal get to take that which the Yorshei Av were already Mochsukin. That's only about the Nechsei Malug. So Shema Mina, so you see that there is no Machlokas Beisham Beisilel about the Ksuba. Everyone agrees that they're Becheskas Yorshei Abal, and that there is no Yachloku when it comes to the Ksuba. So now the Gemara says, okay, so now we've dealt with two approaches to how to deal with the Stira in our Mishnah. Now we're going to go on to approach number three. So again, the kasha that we started with, why is it in the ratio that Beishamai is moda, that mocheres v'nosenes v'kayam, meaning on daf lamed chesem at Aleph, we had the Mishnah that said that shomeres yavam, who gets a windfall, she gets a yerusha, so Beishamai and Yisrael are both moda, that she could do whatever she wants with it, she could buy and sell and everything, and it's all going to be kayam. So why is it that's the case in the ratio? But then the Sefer says that when she dies, there's machlokas Beishamai and Yisrael, that Beishamai holds that that Yachloku Minichse Malug, and Beis Hillel says that Nechasim Becheskasan, and the Ksuba remains Becheskas Yorshei Abal, and Nechasim Nechasim Yosmi are Becheskas Yorshei Av. Why is there that Machlokas only when she's Mesa? So up until this point, we brought the answer of Ula, that the Reish is talking about that she received this Yerusha when she was the Shemeres Yavameya Erisin, and the Sefer was talking about that she received it when she was the Shemeres Yavamina Nisuin, and we also brought Rabba's answer that the Reisha is when she's alive, and therefore she's a Vadai, and he's a Safek, ain't Safek Motsi Bidei Vadai. The Seifa is when she's dead. So both Sadim are a Safek. So now the Gemara says a third answer. Abaye Amar, Reisha, Denuflok, Shishomeres Yavam. The Reisha, the Mishnah is talking about when she receives the Yerusha from her father's house after her husband dies, while she's awaiting Yibum. So her first husband, Reuven, never had a zchus in this money. He wasn't alive when she received it. So then everyone's going to agree that Nechasim Becheskasa, and she's allowed to sell it L'chadchila, and that's what the Reish is talking about. And if she dies, then Enachinami, her Yarshim will receive these Nechasim, not the Yavam, because he didn't Yarshim this zchus from his brother. And the Zika's not going to help the Yavam acquire these Nechasim. Everyone's going to agree that's the case of the Reisha. But Seifa did not look, she talked to Dabal. The Seifa saw a case where she received this windfall, she received this Yerusha when she was still married to her first husband. So the first husband had a Zechus in these Nechasim, and therefore the Yavam is Yoresh that Zechus. So then you have Machlokes Beisham Beisilil, what to do? Where Beishamai says that the Yavam gets a chelek in it. So because Savar Abaye, and Abaye holds that according to the Beisilil, Yado Kiyada, that when a woman is Nesua, the Yad of the Baal is like the Yad of the Isha, meaning they both have an equal stake in the Nechasim. He doesn't have any upper hand over her. So when the husband dies and she now faces Yibum, the Yad HaYavam is going to be lower than the Yad HaBaal, because she was never Nesua, she's not really married to the Yavam, she only has Zika to the Yavam, and therefore she's going to have the upper hand over the Yavam. If she's even with the Baal, and then when the Baal dies, the Yavam is not in as strong a position as the Baal, because the Yavam is not really married to her, she'll have the upper hand over the Yavam. So the Nechasim are Becheskasa. So if she dies while she's still a Shomeres Yavam, the Yorshei Av will Yarshin her, and not the Yorshei Baal. But Beishamai holds that when a woman is married, the Yad HaBaal is Adifa Mi Yada, the husband has the upper hand. The Yavam is not in as strong a position as the husband, so that would just mean that the Yavam is even with her. And that's why Beis Shammai said that they would split the Yerusha when she dies. Amar le Rava, Rava says, Tabai, I did not feel like she tacht of the Baal, to Kuliam lo pligi diado adifi miyada. Now, if, he says, if we're talking about a case where she received the Yerusha while she was still married to the first husband, then both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel would agree that the husband has the upper hand, and the Baal is muchsak in the Nechse Malug more than she is. And if the husband dies, and she now faces Yibum, the Koach of the Yabam is not as strong as the koach of the Baal, so therefore they're now on even ground, and therefore if she dies when she's a Shomeres Yavam, Beis Hillel would agree that he would have to divide the estate, and the Yorshei HaBaal would take some of the Nechasim, because it would be Yada Ki Yado, the Yavam and the woman would be in the same position. Ella, a fourth possibility. Don't say like Abaye to be Mechalik between whether she received the Nechasim, whether she was the Nesua, or whether she received the Nechasim when she was a Shomeres Yavam. Both the Reisha and the Sefer are talking about a case where she received the Yerusha while awaiting Yibum, and therefore the Yavam was never Yoresh and Yizuchus in these Nechasim from his brother, because his brother never saw these Nechasim. What then is the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer? Answer number four, Reisha de lo avad ba maimer. The Reisha is talking about a case where the Yavam never did maimer. He never did Kiddushe maimer on this woman by the time she received these nechasim. All you have is a zika, and a zika does not give the yavam any zuchus in these nechasim. And therefore, if she dies while she's a shomeres yavam, there is no machlokas in the reisha. Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that the Yorshei HaBaal get nothing because he has no zuchus in these nechasim. But seifa David b'maimer. The seifa is talking about a case where the yavam made a move. He did kiddushe maimer on her, and then she received this yerusha. So Beis Shammai holds maimer. This goes back to that machlokas about what maimer does. Beis Shammai holds maimer's konam in a Torah. It's really powerful, and therefore she's considered like the wife of the yavam. So the yavam has a zuchus in the nechasim, just like the husband would, and that's why Beis Shammai holds cholkim. But Beis Hillel says, nah, maimer does nothing min a Torah. Maimer just makes it that she can only do yibum with him, not with any of the other brothers. It doesn't really do anything min a Torah, and therefore it's still totally becheskasa. So says Gemara, v'kasava Rava Maimer le Beis Shammai, osa vade arusa savik nesua. Does Rava really hold that kiddushe Maimer according to Beis Shammai is not kona min a Torah legamri, but it makes the yavama a vade arusa and a savik nesua, meaning even though Maimer is kona min a Torah, it's considered that she's vadai his arusa, meaning that she's not allowed to marry anyone else min hatorah, but she's not a vadai nesua that he's going to yarshin all of her nechasim as soon as she dies. She only becomes like a suffix nesua, and that's why Beis Shammai says you split everything when she dies. Vadai arusa, so the Gemara explains, vadai arusa means livchos batzara. So meaning this is why, the Gemara is not asking this as a question, the Gemara is explaining that this is why Rava holds that, Rava is explaining that Beis Shammai holds that they split it, because she's a vadai arusa in that lidchos bitzara, that if the yavam does kiddushe maimer on the yavama, and then the sister, then her sister somehow has to face this yavam for a yibum situation, she's a surah love, she's a chos isha, and therefore there's no zika. So the maimer takes away that potential zika with her sister. So that's on a vadai level, but the savik nesua lachlok b'nechasim. But he doesn't necessarily yarshin everything of hers. He has to be lachlok b'nechasim. They have to do yachloku. They have to split the nechasim because it's only a safek nesua. Itmar Mishvei de Rabbi Elazar Kavasei de Rava. We said the name Rabbi Elazar to explain Beis Shammai the same way Rava explained Beis Shammai. Itmar Mishvei de Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Kavasei de Abaye. But Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina explained the Machlokas in our Mishnah the way Abaye explained the Machlokas in our Mishnah. Umiyam Rabbi Elazar Achi. Really? Rabbi Elazar explains like Rava that according to Beis Shammai, Maimer is Kona to the extent that it makes her a Suffolk Nesua. V'ha'amar Rabbi Elazar. But Rabbi Elazar is one that taught us Maimer le Beis Shammai ain't Kona. Then no, all Maimer does is that it pushes away a potential tzara, that it pushes away her sister from having any zikas yibum. That it doesn't do anything as far as Yerusha. So Epoch says, well, you're right, you have to switch the girsa. Rabbi Elazar is the one that goes with answer number three, like Abaye, and Rabbi Yosef Chanina is the one that goes with answer number four, like Rava. Or maybe don't switch the girsa. So Amalach Rabbi Elazar, Ki Amri Anar, Rabbi Elazar would say, when I told you that Maimer is not Kona for anything other than to be docha the tzara, I didn't mean literally Maimer does nothing other than to be docha the tzara. I meant that Maimer is not kona be yavama fully to lo sagi lo beget, that if the yavama wants to get rid of the woman that he did Maimer, wants to part ways with the woman, that's a nice lashon, wants to part ways with the woman that he did Maimer on, then it's not enough to give a get, el dabai nami chalitza. They never fully got married, so you're still going to need a chalitza. But I never spoke about the nechasim. It could be by the nechasim that Maimer makes it, that it's a suffix. The Maimer makes it a suffix, the suin, and that they split the nechasim. That the Mishnah sounds more like Abaye than it does like Rava. The Avagav de Kasha Mesa, meaning that the Sefer, Abaye said the Sefer of the Mishnah is that she received these Nechasim when she was married to her first husband. Then the first husband died and she faced the Yibam situation. And that's where Machlokes Beisham Beis Hillel, if a Nesua is Yado Ki Yada, or by a Nesua Yado Adifa Mi Yada, and therefore when that husband dies and the Yavam takes one step down, does the Yavam step down to a point where he's even with her, which was Beis Shammai's opinion, or does the Yavam go below her position, which would be Beis Hillel's opinion? The Kasha Mesa, even though according to Abaye, it's difficult to understand why the Mishnah is talking about it, the Sefer of the Mishnah is in a case where she dies. So what does he mean by that? So the Katani, because the Mishnah says in the Sefer, Nechasim and Nechasim Yotzinima, so what does it mean? My nechrasim, my yotzin. What does it mean? Nechrasim that are nechrasim that are yotzin. Lav nechrasim nechrasim l'rishus habal. It certainly means that nechrasim that go into the rishus habal when she was nesua, that the husband had a zechus in them. The yotzim, and yotzim means that when the husband died and now the she has to face the yavam. So it goes me rishus habal l'rishus ha'av. It leaves the rishus habal and into the Rosh Hashanah. So he says, but Al Kalpanim, it's Meduyak, like Abai says, that the Nechasim, the case is that the Nechasim were no felt to her when she was still Tachas Baila. That's what Nichnasim V'yotze means, that it was Nichnas into the Rosh Hashanah of the original husband, and it was Yotze from the Rosh Hashanah of the original husband. So it must be she received this Yerusha while she was married to the original husband. The Avagav de Kasha Mesa, but Rav Papa said, and I acknowledge that it's still difficult about Mesa. What does he mean by that? That even though it's meduyak like Abaye's understanding of the Mishnah, but it raises a difficulty. Ademiflegi begufa lachemisa. Instead of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel arguing whether the Yorshei Aval take a chelek in the actual guf hakarka after the Shomeres Yavam dies, liflegu b'chayel peros. Why don't they just have the same machlokes where the Yorshei Aval get a portion of the peros while she's still alive? That according to Beis Shammai yado ki yada, so they should split the peros, and according to Beis Hillel yada is Adifa al Yodo, that she has the upper hand and he shouldn't get the peros. Visulomidi. So it's Meduyuk like Abaye, and therefore you can't reject this Diuk. And even though we have this Kasha about why the Mishnah spoke about a case of Mesa, but it's still Meduyuk in the Mishnah that Abaye's answer is the best of the four answers. So answer number three is the best of the four answers. Now we move on to much easier stuff. So Kansa Harehi. So we said, once you do Yibum, she's his wife fully. So it says, Malamai Hill. So the Gabi, what halacha do we assume that they're fully married? Or Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina Lomer Shemegar Shemeget to Machzira, to tell me that if they ever want to part ways, you need a get, meaning it's like a real marriage. And if after they part ways, they decide they want to give it another shot, Machzira, he can remarry her. So Megar Shemeget Pshit, of course he's going to give her a get if they want to get divorced. What's the Havamina? So Salka Daitu Chamina Olg Sivul Kachaloli Isha V'Yibma Amir Achmana V'Yibumei Rishon Aleha Adayin Yibumei Rishon Aleha. Then I might thought that since the pasuk says that you do yibum, it's always considered to be the yibum based on the first husband, and therefore bechalitza and beget lo. I would think that the way one parts ways with a yivama is with chalitza, whether that's before you did yibum or after you did yibum. And that's why the Mishnah has to tell me no. Chalitza is only if you didn't do yibum. Once you did yibum, get is the way to part ways, not chalitza. Umachzira pshita. The Mishnah said that you could then remarry her after you divorce her. Isn't that obvious as well? why wouldn't you be allowed to remarry her? So Salka Daitakamina Mitzvah Drami Rahmanele Avda has to take a Malibisra Shasach. I might have thought that the heter of Yibum, meaning normally there's an Isra Veshasach, you're not allowed to marry your brother's wife. The heter that you're allowed to do Yibum is a one time heter. You get one shot at this marriage. And if the marriage doesn't work out and you give her a get, then she goes back to being Eshasachiv and you're not allowed to remarry her. So Kamashmalan. That's why it tells me not that way. That once you did Yibum, she's your wife, she's no longer your brother's wife, and therefore you're allowed to remarry her even if you divorce her. Ve'ima hachinami, but that sounds like a pretty good havamina. Why don't I say that eino hachinami? Once he divorces her, he's not allowed to remarry her because she's no longer, she now goes back to just being a regular Eshas Achiv. So Amakra l'kachal lo li'isha. Pasuk says that he takes her for a wife and it says v'yibma. So the Pasuk adds the word li'isha. Kivon shalakacha, harei ukish shalachal davar. It's a gzeres hakasuf that once you do yibum, she is his wife. Period, and therefore she has all of the normal halachos that a wife would have. Ubelvad she takes subasa with one exception, and that is that her ksuba does not get paid from Shimon's estate; it gets paid from Reuven's estate, from her original husband's estate. My taima, why is it that Shimon's estate does not have to pay for her ksuba, isha hiknu lo min hashamayim, because he never willingly entered into this marriage. It was something that sort of fell in his lap, and he was faced with the choice of Yibum or Chalitza. So he never signed on to be mechayiv himself in ksuba. V'iles la harishon min harishon, and if she cannot collect a ksuba from Reuven's estate, takinu la misheni, the chum made a takana, then she can collect from Shimon's estate. Why? Kadesh lo te kalabein of lotzia. Because how could you leave a woman without an ability to collect a ksuba? Then it's going to be too easy to divorce her. The purpose that the chum were misaking ksuba for, the reason chum were misaking ksuba, is kadesh lo te kalabein of lotzia, that a person should have to think twice before getting divorced, because it's going to cost him a lot of money to get divorced. We don't want it to be too easy and too cheap to get divorced. We want people, when they're married, to feel that there's an achrayus to stay married, and that there's something pushing them to stay married so that they could work on things in their marriage and figure it out. So it would have to be a desperate situation where he'd be willing to undergo the expense of getting divorced and the trauma, whatever, of getting divorced. So Kadesh lo te kalabein of lotzia, we couldn't leave the woman without an ability to collect the ksuba at all, and therefore Shimon is going to have to pay the ksuba. So mitzvah begad, so now new Mishnah, mitzvah begad liyabin. When we have, let's say, five surviving brothers, which one should do the yibum? The oldest does the yibum. Lo ratzav, the oldest not interested. Mahal chanal kalachin. We start asking the other brothers if they'd be willing. Lo ratzu, they don't want to do the yibum. Chazru etzel gadol. We go back to the oldest one, and omrim lo, and we tell him, alecha mitzvah, it's your mitzvah, ochalot. So yabe, meaning you're the one that ultimately has to take achrayus. So do either chalitz or yibum. Tala b'kata, not shiagdil. He says, no, my little brother is 11 years old. Just wait 2 years. Maybe when he's a bar mitzvah, he's going to be interested in doing the yibum. Oh, b'kadal shiyav medina siyam. Or he says, no, there's another brother who's even older than me, but he's just been medina siyam. Wait till he gets back. Maybe he'll want to do the yibum. Oh, cheresh hashota, or he says, no, there's a brother that's a cheresh hashota, but there's some promising treatment that he might turn out okay, he might turn out healthy. So ein shaman, though, we don't listen to the gadol. If you're here right now, you're the oldest one that's here right now, you take care of it. Elo omrim lo, alecha mitzvah o chalotza yabein. We tell him, it's your mitzvah, you got to do chalitza, or you got to do yibum. You cannot wait for something else to happen. So itmar, says the gemara, bias katan chalitza. What if you're faced with the choice of a younger brother willing to do yibum or an older brother willing to do chalitza? We said it's mitzvah begadol liyabim. Do we also say that we prefer anything that the gadol does rather than a katan? A chalitza of a gadol over a yibum of a katan? So pligi ben Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, that's a machlokas. Chanam or bias katan adifa, but chanam or chalitza's gadol adifa. One says better to have yibum done by a younger brother, the other one says better to have chalitza done by an older brother. Madyam bias katan adifa. The one that says that better to have the younger brother do yibum is because really the primary mitzvah is to do yibum. Chalitza is a way out if you're not going to do the primary mitzvah. The one that says that better to have the gadol do the chalitza, because if you have a gadol, then the katan shouldn't enter the picture if you have a gadol that's willing to take care of the situation. So it says, well, let's try to bring a raya. Tanan, our Mishnah said lo ratza, that if the gadol is not interested in maxi or nal kalach, and we go to the younger brothers, my love lo ratza. liyab mil lachlot. Doesn't lo ratza mean that the oldest brother says, I don't want to do yibum. I would do chalitza, but I don't want to do yibum. And still the ketani malchan etzel achin. And still we start asking the younger brothers, well, if the older brother is willing to do chalitza, why don't we just stop it right there and let the older brother do chalitza? So shema min abiyas katan adifa. Apparently we prefer yibum with the younger brother to chalitza with an older brother. Says more lo. That's not what it means. Lo ratza lachlot vilo liyab. Maybe Laratza doesn't mean that the oldest brother doesn't want to do Yibam only. It means he doesn't want to do anything. He doesn't even want to do Chalitza. And that's why we go to the younger brothers. So ask the Gemara, if that's what it means, if Laratza means that the older brother is refusing everything, then it must mean when the younger brothers also refuse, it means they're refusing everything. Chalitza and Yibam. Well, then Amai Chosmei Sala Gadol. Why do we bring it back to the Gadol? Why, when the younger brothers don't want, does the Bezin go back to the Gadol to force him? Well, Nechvinu Lidatu, why don't we force one of the younger brothers? Once it's anyway only going to be Chalitza, why don't we force one of the younger brothers? So, Kivin de Mitzvah Ledide Ramya, Ledide Kafina. No, we go back to the older brother. He's the one that we force into doing something because he's the one who the primary mitzvah rests on. So, Tana, and the Gemara asks, according to the Mandiyamra, that Bias Katan is better than Chalitza's Gadol, that I'd rather have a Yibum of a younger brother than the chalitz of an older brother. So our Mishnah says that if the oldest brother is not interested in doing Yibum, Tala Bekatan Ad Sheyagdil Ein Shomelo. And he says, no, wait till the youngest brother gets becomes a bar mitzvah. We don't listen to him. V'ibiyas Katan Adifa Amai Ein Shomelo. But if Yibum of a younger brother is better than chalitz of an older brother, why don't we listen to him? Why don't we wait on the younger brother? Maybe he'll do the better mitzvah. Maybe he'll do Yibum. So it says, where? Ninter Dilma Gadol maybe we should wait for him because maybe he'll grow up and he'll do it, the actual Yibum. So the Taimech, if you're going to say that, so when we say that, we wait for the, when he tries to say, wait for another older brother that's going to come from Medina Siyam, who's even older than me, so why don't we listen to him? Meaning, if you want to argue that chalitza of an older brother is always better, so why don't we listen to him when he says, let the oldest brother come from Medina Siyam? Maybe he'll do chalitza. Ella kol shu yimitzvah l'mashina. And the answer is, because we don't delay a mitzvah. If you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah right now, you do a mitzvah right now. This is a very important line in the Gemara, because this is a klal, it seems. It seems that we don't delay a mitzvah even if we have an opportunity at a better mitzvah later, at the more ideal mitzvah later on. Meaning you could hold that Yibum is better than chalitza, but we're still going to say, you just got to do whatever we can do right now. That's a shaila that comes up all the time. When it comes to a bris milah, a pidyon haben, so you have these competing concerns. You have zrizim makdim in the mitzvah, so do the mitzvah as early as possible. But you can do a bris in the morning and no one's going to be able to make it. But if you were to do it late in the afternoon, maybe, then, you know, summertime at mincha at 7 o'clock at night or something like that, then people can make it at the end of a workday. But in the morning, everyone's rushing, no one's going to be able to make it. So maybe you could do the bris later because a baravam hadras melt, it's going to be a greater mitzvah. Comes up more frequently with pidyon haben, that there's a minhag, the shach writes, a minhag of Ashkenazim, not to do pidyon haben at night, period. We only do pidyon haben during the daytime, but very often, wintertime, right? If you do a dinner, everyone can come, but if you, you know, at night, the night before, but if you do it during the daytime, it's going to be a very small crowd. So does Baravam Hadras Melech override the proper amount of the mitzvah as far as reason is concerned? So that's a major discussion in the poskim when it comes to all those kinds of shailas. But this line of the Gemara is a very important line, because the Gemara sounds like you don't delay, you just do whatever you can right now. Is Tamri another version of this machlokas? Now everyone would agree that Yibum is always better than Chalitza, even if it's a younger brother doing Yibum and an older brother doing Chalitza. Yibum is always better. The whole machlokas is, if somebody's going to do Chalitza, do I prefer that a Gadol does Chalitza? Meaning, once Yibum's out of the picture and the only real option is Chalitza, is there a preference that a Gadol is the one that does the Chalitza? One opinion says that always have the older brother do the chalitza. The other one says once it's chalitza, it doesn't matter who does it. The one that says that better to have the older brother do chalitza because it's the mitzvah of the gadol to do. No, we only say mitzvah begadol when it comes to yibum, but not when it comes to chalitza. So let's try to bring a raya. Tana and the Mishnah said lo ratzu chosnei tzel gadol, that if none of the brothers are interested, we go back to the oldest brother. So my love lo ratzu liyabim el lachlots, doesn't it mean that the younger brothers are willing to do chalitza, and yet for katani chosnei the gadol, and we still go back to the gadol and say, no, it's your job to do the chalitza. Shramina chalitz gadol adifa. So you see that it's better to have the gadol do chalitza. Lo, that's not what it means. Lo rotsu lo lachos lo liabim. It means that the younger brothers are not interested in anything. They don't even want to do chalitza. So the kafsega be gadol. So then when the gadol is refusing, it also means lo rotsu lo lachos lo liabim. He's also saying, I don't want to do anything. Ela my chosnei the gadol. Why do we go back to the gadol? To force him. So why don't we force the younger brothers? So says Gemara, kivin the mitzvah ledide ramya, because the ikar mitzvah is on the gadol. So ledide kafinan. So we force the gadol. Tashmal. Let's bring another raya. Tala begadol sheva medina siyam ein shomelo. If he says, wait for my oldest brother to come back from medina siyam, maybe he'll take care of it. We don't listen to him. But visagdai chalitz gadol adifa amai ein shomelo. But if it's always better to have the older brother involved, so why don't we wait? Ninta demasi v'chalitz. Maybe the oldest brother is going to come and he'll do chalitza. Ultaimeich. If that's your logic, then the same Mishnah says bekatan hashiagdilin shomelov, that if he says wait for the 11-year-old to become a bar mitzvah, we don't listen to him either. Amai ninta demagadul miyabim. Why not? Maybe he'll grow up and he'll do yibum, which everyone agrees is better according to this version. El kol shi mitzvah lamashinan. The reason we don't is because you cannot delay a mitzvah. So now the Gemara discusses whether mitzvahs chalitza really beats out mitzvahs yibum, or mitzvahs yibum beats out mitzvahs chalitza. It's not awesome. We have mishnah maseches bechoros. Mitzvahs yibum kodemus mitzvahs chalitza. Yibum is preferred over chalitza. For yishonu shei miskav l'shei mitzvah. That's the way at least it used to be when everyone did things l'shei mitzvah. Achshav shei miskav l'shei mitzvah. But nowadays, if people aren't having kavanah l'shei mitzvah, amru mitzvahs chalitza kodemus mitzvahs yibum. It changed, and now we prefer chalitza. Amarav ein kofin. So Rav says that even though the Chum say that now mitzvahs chalitza is better than yibum, but if they want to do yibum, we don't force them not to do yibum. We don't force them to do chalitza out of a chashash that maybe they're not doing it l'shem shamayim. Ki asul kamei the Rav when a yavam and yavama came to Rav, amar luhu ibayis chalotz ibayis yabim. He gave them the options: yibum or chalitza. Bididach tal rachmanu. The Torah gives you the option to choose. After all, it says v'im lo yachbo tzeish, that if you're not interested in yibum, then you do chalitza. Ha'im chafetz, ibay chalitz, ibay yabim. But if you are interested in doing yibum, that is your right. Vam Rav Yehuda Savar, ein kofin, say that if you want to be miyabim, we don't force them to do chalitza. Va'af Rav Yehuda Savar, ein kofin. Rav Yehuda also agrees. We don't force them to do chalitza. If they want to do yibum, they're allowed to. Midisk Rav Yehuda begita the chalitza. How do I know that? Because Rav Yehuda's formulation of the shtar chalitza that they would write for her says as follows, that we, the Dayanim, sat here, and what happened was, ech plonis bas plonis, that this woman brought her Yavama to Beis Din, Kadmana Beis Din, in front of the Beis Din, Rashman Dinu, Da'achua, Demista Me'abaniu, and we clarified that she, that this fellow was for sure the brother of her deceased husband from the same father, Va'amilei, and we said to him, it's obviously Yabeim, if you want to do Yibum, Yabeim, Vilo, Itla, La Raglecha, Diamina, and if you don't want to do Yibum, then stick out your right leg, Mitla Ragli, Diamina, and he actually stuck out his right leg. She took his shoe off of his right leg. And she spit in front of him saliva that we were able to see al ara on the ground. And he concluded the shtar v'akrinim and the ksib b'sefer ha'rais of Demoshe. And they read through the whole parsha of yibum of chalitza, rather, that it says in the chumash. There is a whole, it's similar. It has you ever been to a chalitza? It has like a little bit of a pidyon ben vibe. That there's a text where they're supposed to be reading from the psukim in the Torah. So what's Vashtu Medinu that we found out, that we know that it's the brother? So Pliga Baravach Ravin, Chad Amar Be'edim. One says that we have to have Edim that we know that this is the brother. V'chad Amar Afilu Karov Afilu Isha. It could even be a Karov or an Edus Isha that tells us they're brothers. V'ilsa Gili Milsa Bialmu. It's really just a Gili Milsa V'afilu Karov Afilu Isha. So you don't need real Edim. Barishonai Miskavn L'Shei Mitzvah. So we said initially they used to have Kavan L'Shei Mitzvah. So Mitzvah Yibum Kodemus Mitzchalitza. And that's when we used to prefer yibum over chalitza. Nowadays, no one's having any kavanah l'shem mitzvah. Amru mitzvah chalitza kedem mitzvah yibum. So nowadays, we prefer chalitza. Amru Amircham Rabbi Yitzchak Chazulomer mitzvah yibum kedem mitzvah chalitza. Then at some point, it reversed itself, and we went back to preferring yibum. Amru Amircham Rabbi Yitzchak Achshar Dari. What? We went up in our level of Yerushamayim and Shmiras HaMitzvos. Then now all of a sudden, we prefer the mitzvah of yibum. So meikara savra l'kabeshal l'b'sof savra l'krabar. Rabbanan. Now, what changed is whether we held like Abishol or the Rabbanan. The Tanya, Abishol Omer, Hakornis is event, meaning how bad is it to do Yibum for the wrong reasons? Hakornis is event to Lashem Noi. If a person does Yibum because she's beautiful, Ulashum Ishus, or because he just doesn't like being single, Ulashum Davar Acher, or for any other ulterior motive, money or anything else, Ki Ilu Pogea Be'erva, it's as if he's violating the Yisra Veshas Ach, V'Korvani Be'in Alios Havlan Mamzer, and it's almost Ki Ilu, the child is a Mamzer. So in such a case, where there's such a chashash, we're not going to allow Yibam. But Chum or Melchum say, Yivama Yavola Mikal Makom. It's still a mitzvah of Yibam, may not be the greatest mitzvah to the, when you're not doing it L'Shem Mitzvah, but it's still a mitzvah of Yibam. So man, Tan Elad Tan Rabban Yivama Yavola Mitzvah, Shebet Chila Yisra Love Bechal Heter Nesra Chazur Vehutra Yachol Taksel Etera Rishon Tam Lamer Yivam Yavala Mitzvah Man Tana. I mean, there is a brisa that tells us that initially there was a mitzvah of Yivam Yavala as a mitzvah, because initially the woman was mutter to him. Then she married his brother and she became usher to him. And then the brother died, she became mutter to him. So it goes back to the original Heter, and that's why the pasuk says Yivam Yavala to tell me that it's a mitzvah and not a Heter. It's not, it doesn't go back to be mutter, it becomes a mitzvah, which is different than a heter. So the Gemara is going to try to figure out who's the Tana of that Brisa, and what exactly do they mean by that? That instead of it becoming a heter when the brother dies, it becomes a mitzvah when the brother dies. So Bez Hashem will pick up with that tomorrow. I'm not going to be saying Shir on the first few days of Chol HaMoed. I will say Shir again, Be'ezras Hashem, on Erev, the second days. Alicia Graf will be giving the Shir throughout the rest of Chol HaMoed. Have a good Yom Tov, v'chag kosher v'sameach, everybody.